Hello. Is there anybody out there? Hello. Oh, it's time. Connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. This is the Connect the Dots radio show, coming to you from BBS Radio, yeah. And their affiliate on the East Coast, W, yeah, sure. That's coming in the future sometime. It's still just BBS Radio, Internet. The best radio on the planet. This is Connect the Dots. This is Tom Edison speaking. Hey, this is a call-in radio show, just in case you didn't know. It's talk radio at its best. Hey, you can call into my show any Saturday, Sunday, late night, early morning. The number here is 888-627-6008. Well, hey, who knows the rules of play? Do you know the rules of play? Hey, if you were listening before my show just started, well, Charles Green, the ET Yoga Man, is talking about belief. Believe it. If you can believe it, it can happen. So why not believe it can happen? Hey, one of the famous sayings of all time, all things are possible with God. Yeah, you know who said that? Well, maybe you do and maybe you don't. But it doesn't matter who said it. The main point is, it's true. If you don't believe in God, well, hey, you're putting yourself a little disadvantage there. Then perhaps all things are not possible. But all things are possible with God. And who is God? The interconnected one. Connecting to every parsec, pinpoint of space. And that's a deep topic. But I explain it pretty well, I think, in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's why I got the name for the show, Connect the Dots, from my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I do have a chapter, chapter 7 in my book, The Evolving Concept of God. And I give you a pretty quick, detailed explanation and point to the fact that there's a geometric connection to God. The simplest explanation would be a six-pointed star, you know, two equilateral triangles, one superimposed over the other, equally spaced to create the six-pointed star. Yeah, that's a geometric connection to God. What do we say? Equilateral triangle represents the Trinity, Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Hey, there is a geometric connection to God. Believe it, but I try to explain it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, Chapter 7, I believe it is, The Evolving Concept of God. And, of course, the first 40 pages of my book are free to view thanks to Google. Even though I have to correct them, they label my book as fiction. My book is nonfiction. You know, I asked the publishing company to straighten it out with them, but, you know, I guess Google doesn't listen to anybody. It's their world out there. Anyhow, they're previewing 40 pages of my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's a book that will not go out of date. Believe it. And all I got to say is, do you realize that as soon as you attach a label to something or make a generalization about something, you have begun to create a limited belief system? Did you realize that? That's why we shouldn't call anything anything, really. I mean, we have to identify things sometimes, but specifically with all this political BS going on 24/7 on the TV and around the world, in the U.S., in the U.K., et cetera, these terms that they've invented for you, the brainwashers, yeah, the left, the right, the center, the middle left, the far right, the far left. These terms are blurring truth. And that's why I say, as soon as you create make a generalization about something, you're blurring the truth and you're creating a limited belief system. And for your information, in America here, the Democrats and the Republicans, this is a plan designed to fail from the beginning. And it's a dividing mechanism, you know? It's either us or them. It's not a good plan at all. That's why it's a plan designed to fail, devised to fail. One of the terms I coined, plans designed to fail. That's a phrase I coined. And I use it a bit here and a bit there in my book, Connect the Dots, there. This is the Connect the Dots radio show. Oh, man. Did I have to explain that? Well, I guess I did. I've heard that certain ETs wear a belt that can make them invisible, similar to something that was shown in the movie They Live, 1988 movie, starring famous professional wrestler Roddy Piper. He puts on the sunglasses and he can see the hidden messages behind all the signs out there. And he can see who the aliens are, who make themselves look like humans but are really not. And all he had to do is put the sunglasses on. Well, there's something similar people can do. You have to learn how to change your vision, expand your vision, and then, you have to work at it. First of all, you've got to find out how to do it. That takes research on your part. And if there's anybody out there who's expanded their vision, that they can look up in the sky and see the sparkling red lights among the stars and among the clouds. Yep, like a little Christmas. Tiny little red Christmas lights sparkling on and off. They're up there in the sky all the time. You can't see them because your vision hasn't expanded to look at them. But I'd like to hear some support in that. Hey, is there anybody out there that's also seen this? Or am I the only one that has a special vision? Or has been able to manifest the vision to see this. When you see it, it's like, wow, this is fantasy land. Or, wow, maybe this is, like we've always heard, this is nothing but a holographic projection down here. And those would be the holographic projectors, I guess. But I can't say for sure. All I know is they're up there all the time. Hey, learn to expand your vision. There's ways to do it. Anyhow, you have to do your own research on that and find your way. It's a song by a band, one of the bands that's showcased in my movie, my rock and roll documentary. It's out there on YouTube for free. Everybody wants everything for free today. Well, I understand that. That's why I have a lot of things out there for free on YouTube. I have my rock and roll documentary, Subway Fantasy. You got to spell it P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. And you'll see the band who sings the song Find a Way. They're called Gangbox. Yeah, my rock and roll documentary features people that didn't become world famous, but were, as bands and performers, they were just as good as some of the greatest. And the video proves it. What can I say? Except, you know, in 2005, hey, this is an educational show, whether you like it or not. If you listen to my show, you're going to learn something. And in 2005, Canadian Rick Simpson proved that the oil from the marijuana plant can be used to cure all cancers. He cured his fourth stage inoperable cancer just by cooking the oil out of the plant and making the goo and eating a little bit every day. Cured himself. Mm-hmm. And then he cured his friends. Unfortunately for him, he ignorantly called his government and told them what he had discovered. And what do you think they did? They sent the cops out to arrest him, confiscate his plants, and he was charged with drug trafficking. That's the good Canadian government for you. They're almost as bad as the U.S. government when it comes to stupid stuff like that. And I just had to take a drink of water. Let me tell you, there is so much good information out here. You know, like, you got to wonder why marijuana isn't, why it was made illegal all around the world. It has to do with the New World Order, which really stems from the extraterrestrials that have been ruling over our planet for hundreds of thousands of years. Yeah, they reestablish themselves, their world control situation. That's right, our world is still controlled by alien ETs, not good guys, but bad ETs, or semi-bad ETs. There's even a few good ones mixed in with the bad groups. I hope there is a few good ones. Anyhow, they reestablished their rule over humanity by creating the New World Order. It started with the Illuminati back in 1776, I think it was. Hey, if I'm wrong, I got that date wrong, call up and correct me. But isn't it coincidental? The Illuminati formed their little control group back in 1776, while we were doing our revolution here in America. Oh, that's fascinating that it was happening at the same time. Anyhow, it's the New World Order. That's right. They the modern day New World Order started with the Illuminati, and they began their world conquest plan to bring back a totalitarian one-world government. Part of that plan to do it is keeping people ignorant. Now, how does that relate to marijuana? Well, if you've ever been around people that smoke marijuana, or have you done it yourself, the conversation is usually an intelligent conversation. The last thing a totalitarian government or any government would want, basically, is they don't want their people talking about what's really true and how corrupt government really is. They're all corrupt. The American government is corrupt. I mean, let's talk a real conversation here. So they come up with the idea, no, we have to stop these people from smoking pot and talking about social situations and talking about what's right and wrong. We'll allow them to drink and get drunk and have stupid conversations, but we can't allow them to do anything sensible. That's why when the 60s revolution came along and expansion of consciousness was being accelerated by taking substances like dialectic acid, LSD, and mushrooms. In fact, those are the three main things that real. And now there's DMT out, this called the spirit molecule. Yeah, DMT, not to be confused with DMV. Division of Motorist Victimization. That's what it really stands for, DMV. Anyhow, so those three substances. Up until 1965, LSD wasn't illegal, but the government in the U.S. quickly made it illegal, and I'm sure they followed suit around the world because that was expanding the consciousness exponentially of people who were using it to expand their consciousness and to get a better connection with the universe. And that's why today it's still illegal. Because it's not in the interest of the New World Order. They don't want you expanding your consciousness, because when you expand it too much, all of a sudden you realize what a sham the whole thing is with government. I mean, sure, we need a system of, we can call it a system of agreements or understandings. That's it, a system of understandings that we have to socially agreed to get along. I mean, that's an important thing, but we don't have to have it in the form of government. Even the word is sickening. Government as in governing who? You, that's who. We really don't need government. And in fact, most, if you talk to Native Americans, that's one of the first, you ask them about government, they say the best government is no government. We don't really need the government. Unfortunately, we're all stuck with governments, and we have to work through them, but we should change that government into something better. It can be done very easily. All there has to be is the will to do it and a little intelligence. Of course, what do we have? What's the roadblock here? It's not that we don't know what to do. The fact is that those of us who know, the solutions are all here already. It's the fact that the people who have the power don't want to give any of it away. They want to hold on to their little ivory towers, and they don't want to do what's right, and they don't want to care about anybody except themselves, and these are the people that are running the world, you know? And then there's the behind-the-scenes runners of the world, the New World Order, the deep state, ETs hiding underground, the ETs masquerading as human beings. Well, anyhow, there's something coming up called the event. That's right. I follow people on Twitter who represent the Galactic Federation of Light. Yeah, there's the Galactic Federation, or sometimes it's called the Galactic Confederation. What can we say? Law and order in the galaxy? There's a police force in the galaxy? Anyhow, the Earth is finally getting some attention, and they're all here. They've got their motherships out there in the solar system, our solar system. And everybody is watching what's going on here on Earth intensely, because this is the final roundup of the bad guys. The Galactic Federation calls them the Cabal. You know, we have other names for them, but that name is as good as any. These are the behind-the-scenes rulers of our world, and they're going to get rounded up. Some of it's being taken care of now. I only can tell you what I hear through the tweets out there on Twitter. And I tell everybody, if you're on Twitter, follow Cobra Info One. Yeah. Hey, if you're interested in what I basically comment on other things that are being talked about when I'm on Twitter. But hey, my tweets are out there. My hashtag is Tom Edison Prez, Prez. That's it. You can find me out there on Twitter. I'm always saying something intelligent. Occasionally I say something funny because some things deserve a little humor. And that's it. Plus, you can see my most recent tweets. Just go to BBS Radio. Click on the name of my show, Connect the Dots. You know, everything listed on BBS Radio is Pacific time. So if you're in California listening to my show right now, you're still in November. I'm here on the East Coast. We're in December already, pal. Let me tell you. And it's you're either in November or December, depending on where you're at. Hey, did you ever see the Flying Crescent? I bet you're going to know what a Flying Crescent is. That's another word I coined, phrase I coined. So to find out what it is, what it looks like, you have to go get my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's a world of educational information. I claim it to be, there's more education packed into that small book of mine than any other book around. That's right, because I explain the things. That's why it's an education. What's in there, I explain it. That's one of the biggest problems with the famous book called the Bible, yeah. Now, even though it's a collection of books, we could call it the world's first encyclopedia, but there's a lot of things referred to as scripture there, and it's not really explained, a lot of this stuff. A few things are explained, but most of it is not explained, and that creates problems when things sometimes are not explained because there's a million and one interpretations. And some of them are obvious interpretations. Others, like, you can have an infinite amount of opinions as to what that means. But in my book, it's not going to be like that. That's why I claim it's one of the best books around, because I explain what I'm talking about, and I have the pictures. Pictures speak a thousand words. I have the pictures. So many photos of unusual things that you're just not going to get to see, because some of these things only a camera will pick up. Unless you have the vision of God. Yes, there's so many ways that God can look at everything. Look at it this way. If you're the single source of all there is and you created everything, you're the spark that's the beginning and the creation, and everything is extending out from you and expanding out from you, of course you're going to set up a system where you can monitor what's going on. How could it not be? You know, but let's not, we don't have to think about that. We're on Earth right now, and it has its good points and bad points. This is physical reality. There's a lot of pleasures to physical reality, but you got to learn how to navigate here because it's ruled by the dark side still. You can easily get in a lot of trouble on planet Earth if you don't know what you're doing. Hey. Well, I got to say, hey, this is Colin Radio Show. Just in case you didn't know the number, it's 888-627-6008. That's right. And if you have a telephone, you can actually call into my show and share what you have to share. This is an educational show. If you have something intelligent to share with the listening audience, do it. He who hesitates has lost. This opportunity will never come by again. Do you realize that? I'm living this by the moment as I go, and so are you when you're listening, and you can actually make a contribution to this life as it's happening, because this show is live. How about that? I got to give this warning out every week, but I got to give it out. You know, I'll make it short. Chain of command systems are being used against us. Don't believe what the government says. Do not allow anyone to put poison in your body in the form of a vaccine. Because you can't trust the doctors. You can't trust the big pharmaceutical companies. You can't trust the propaganda scientists. You can't trust the lying commercials you see on the TV. And you can't, you don't want to listen to people that tell you to put poison in your body, that that's going to help you. That is so retarded. It's by idiots who don't have a comprehension of how the human body works, you know? They think they're going to stimulate the immune system. You're going to poison the people. The immune system can be stimulated in good ways without injecting poisons into your body. In fact, the whole idea of even injecting something into your veins, it's creepy. Why would you trust some stranger to do that? Plus, how do you know what they're injecting in you? You haven't a clue. There's no guarantee it's safe, and we know there's too many people having problems. Just by finding out what the ingredients are, we know it's not safe. But what about the factories where the stuff is made? What's the quality control? How do we know they're not putting too much poison into it? So anyhow, any amount of poison is no good being injected into your body. I'll say it again, the whole concept of injecting something into your veins, it's sickening. It's almost a form of torture. In a way, because it does hurt. And we've been prodded into accepting this as the norm. Well, we shouldn't accept it as the norm. We should stand against it. Hey, do you know your breath is half your life force? Well, I want everybody who's listening to stop and take a big breath while I take a drink of water. Ah, nothing like delicious water. Of course, I don't drink just any water. I drink energized water with a lower surface tension. If you know anything about water, water is a necessity for your system to operate properly. You're basically 70% water. I hear the brain is almost 90% water. And everything that goes in and out of your system requires water to carry it in and out. And all waters are not the same. When you have a lower surface tension, the water gets into the cracks better. And that's the kind of water I drink. Look it up. Crystal concentrate, see what you find. A great invention of Dr. Flanagan. That's one of the best waters you can do. It's a concentrate that the catalyst that you put into distilled water that you distill yourself. And don't ever go to the store and buy distilled water in those plastic containers, because the plastic is leaching into the distilled, you know. Doctors tell people, go drink distilled water. But this is how ignorant doctors are. But they don't tell you it has to be in glass. It should not be in plastic. What do they know? They don't know anything. Except how to write out prescriptions for pharmaceutical products that they get kickbacks on. I don't mean to get down on all doctors. I mean, there's just too many ignorant doctors out there, and they ill-advise their patients. And I'm qualified to make that statement, because when I speak, I know what I'm talking about. I've done my research, or I know firsthand from firsthand experience. A lot of what I know is first-hand experience, and I know about water. And You want lower surface tension water. Another thing, while we're talking about lower surface tension, juicing carrots. It goes down to 55 dynes, I think, when you juice carrots. Has extremely low surface tension, so you want to drink it right after you juice it, because the longer it sits around, the surface tension rises up. The lower surface tension, lower surface tension number that a product has, the easier it gets into your cells. And that's an important factor. Again, this is an educational show. You can't get this information anywhere else, some of the stuff I talk about, because I'm a knowledgeable person, and especially about water. Water is the most important thing you can put in your body. So I've given you enough clues about it tonight. Go do your research. Find out. John Ellis, another person will look up. He has machines he sells. John Ellis from New York State. That's right. He invented a machine that creates the most perfect distilled water. And you hook it up to, you can hook it up to your faucet. You can use this machine to sanitize anything. Plus, it gives you a change of the bond angle, which creates a lower surface tension. It's another good water. Well, so much for that. And watch out for the note creatures. That's what I call them. Not of this earth. Creatures, they're out there. Back to what I was saying before, the event is coming. The event is when the wave of love from the great central sun hits our earth and whooshes over us and through us. And it's going to revitalize our Mother Earth, who's on the way of moving into the fifth dimension already. And some of us are too. And kind of where you want to go is where you're going to go. If you desire to go into the fifth dimension, you're going to receive a lot of help at this point in time, because the game plan is for a planetary ascension. And maybe, I hear it's never really been done with a full planet during a single small amount of time. But they're planning on doing it here on Earth. That is the game plan. And it's connected to this whoosh of love and light, loving light. That's right. The great central sun is a living organism. And it in the center of our galaxy, and it can pulsate love. And it's pulsated this galactic wave of love and light, heading towards Earth, and it's just a matter of time before it gets here and whooshes us. And it's going to be the moment known as the event when it happens, and shortly after that, the extraterrestrials that are monitoring what's going on right now and are doing some house cleaning, getting rid of some of the bad guys and some of the bad mechanisms that they've set up to keep us isolated here on planet Earth. They're going to, just like in a science fiction movie, they're going to take over all communications on Earth at a specific day and hour, and they're going to announce that they'll be landing tomorrow, I guess, or later that day. But we'll know when they make the announcement, and then they're going to show up, and there's going to be full disclosure. I believe most of them will look like us, but there'll be some of them that look a little different. And that's coming. It's going to happen. I only can give you, this is a joke I say all the time. What do I know except what other people tell me? Well, quite a bit, really. But in regards to this event, you know, I have to go along with what's being put out there. And supposedly, the last date to do this is July of 2025. So it's going to happen sometime between now and then. Why is there a last date cutoff point? Because in order for maximum efficiency and use of the energy that's being whooshed our way, and other factors involved needed to have a whole planetary ascension, we need all the planets and stars aligned at certain positions. And that those special positions are in existence right now. We could have this event tomorrow if all the bad guys would just give up and open their hearts to love and start being loving beings. But chances are they're not going to do that. So they're going to have to be confronted and removed, apparently. And that will happen right after the event, when the good ETs show up, land their spacecraft, and do the final roundup. I can't wait. So anyhow, that's it. Past 2025, the paths, motions of the celestial stars and planets will be beyond a point where this big connection can be made. And that's why that's the cutoff date. This could have happened, I believe, as early as the 1980s, I think. Maybe even before that. But our world wasn't ready for it. And, you know, some of us are still not ready for it. But I think some of us are. And the magic number I hear is, a lot of this is connection with that 144,000. Yeah, what can we say? 12 by 12 is 144. How gross. That's a mathematical joke. But you should have known that. That's all I got to say. You should have known that. And do you know the traffic jams are being created on purpose? I've been telling people that for years, and I think people are finally coming around and realize that. Out here on the East Coast, we've seen it manifest. There's this place called, I'm a New York City resident, but there's this place nearby called New Jersey. And you might have heard of it, one of the original 13 colonies. The it's a state where every road ends in a bottleneck. You've got 12-lane highways that end up in two lanes. And then, of course, that's going to cause a traffic jam. And they have similar things in all the big cities. Big freeways, and all of a sudden it comes to an end down to two lanes. If that isn't a recipe for a traffic jam, I don't know what is. Plus the mishandling of accidents by the police today, you know. There'll be a six-lane highway, and there's an accident, and they'll close off all six lanes. Instead of just closing off maybe two and moving the traffic around it, no, they'll do something like that because it's no common sense, and they just want to push their authority around and make people suffer. Really, they don't know it, but they're being used to make people suffer. And traffic jams do make people suffer. And all the freeways, the biggest problem with all the freeways, when you have a jam up on the freeway, there's not enough exit ramps. I mean, really. You know, a 10-year-old child could have figured that one out. Yet, the road planners, they have you stuck on that freeway for 20 miles to the next exit or 50 miles to the next exit. No place to get off, you know? And they've got each side of the freeway fenced off so you can't just drive off and take your chances. And it's insanity. You know, it's simple. Put some more exits, and that'll alleviate a lot of the congestion on the roadways. I mean, really? Did I have to explain that? But the road planners, who are these pencil neck geeks? I don't know what else to say. I don't mean to be rude, but I mean, who do they hire to do the road planning? Guys out of college that paid other people to do tests for them and just hung out at the animal house for four semesters or more. I mean, I just have no common sense. I mean, because the road planning sucks, period. And it's as if it was almost being done on purpose to make people suffer. In fact, this is just a hunch of mine, but I have a hunch that the influence of the demonic beings, they want to see people suffer in any way as possible. Yeah, our earth is flooded with many invisible spirit beings. Please don't tell me they're not here. You could prove it to yourself if you want to. Hey, go start playing with a Ouija board. I've listened to people that have taken the gamble, and amazingly, bad things start happening in their lives. They all have to learn that one the hard way. And there's nobody that wants to prove their existence more than demons. That's right. You start playing with that Ouija board, oh, they're gonna bend over backwards to let you know that they're there. Except they're gonna do it in a way that makes you suffer. And they're going to bring all kinds of bad things your way. That's why devices don't play with the Ouija board. But if you needed to prove there were bad spirits out there, that'll prove it to you. And what can we say? You've been warned. Don't do it. And there's all kinds of tricks out there. There's this, I don't know, it was a long time ago, actually. Somebody came up with the idea, instead of the Ouija board, we'll have the angel board. It's basically the same thing. He just like changed the, gave it a different name. Don't play with the angel board either. Because you're going to be inviting demons to come into your life, and that's how it works. If you're stupid enough to invite the devil in, he's going to come in to your life. So don't do anything stupid like play with a Ouija board, believe me. Don't find out the hard way. But if you need to have proof that the demon spirits are there, the Ouija board will do it for you. And so anyhow, back to what I was getting to. And I believe there is a behind-the-scenes intelligence that wants to make people suffer, that wants to take away the things that we love. And here's a common story, and you know, try the story with your friends. For the longest time, it seems like everything that I really like at the local supermarket, it ends up disappearing. And these are products that would sell out all the time. Like, why would a product that sell out all the time all of a sudden disappear and can't be found anywhere? And what's even more puzzling, this continues, then I'll find another product I like, and then that product will disappear. Then I find something else I like, and that will disappear. And we're just talking about the supermarket here, but I'll extend this a little further. And then I tell people about it. You know, I used to like this. I can't find it in the supermarket. And every time I tell this story to somebody, they'll tell me the exact same thing. You know, I had the same problem with this. I used to like these things, and now they're not there anymore. So it sounds to me like there is a concerted effort by some intelligence out there to take away the things we love. And it goes beyond that. It goes beyond even things like automobiles. You know, the American auto industry was the greatest automobile industry in the world. Back in the last century, the middle of the last century. And in fact, the cars they were making in the 1950s, they were putting rocket ships on the cars. They had big chrome bumpers, a lot of shiny chrome. They had big, powerful motors to make the cars go fast. They had all the beautiful designs on the cars, and it manifested into the cars with the fins. And people liked these fantastic designs, making the cars look like rocket ships. And they actually, some of them had rocket ships on them, the little silver chrome rocket ships on the hoods. And the motors were called Rocky 88s. And people were in love with these cars. And then it was the U.S. government at the height of this American love affair with their automobiles, with the cars with the fins. Some jerks in Congress passed a law, and what else do we have in the U.S. Congress? Nothing but jerks, stupid idiots, and dummies, and self-serving, bribe-taking no-gooders. They decided to make that they were going to make it illegal. In fact, they did pass a law that you couldn't make cars with pointed fins on them because somebody could get hurt. Oh, isn't that unbelievable? And they were all so happy about doing that, but that was the beginning of the destruction of the American auto industry. You know, at the height of its automobile creation, they were making vehicles that people loved, really. And then it was the stupid U.S. government that started with this law to cut them down, to take away the winning formula they had of making beautiful cars and fantastic-looking cars and airplane fins on them and everything. And that was the beginning of the destruction of the American auto industry. These were the cars that people loved. They're called classic cars now. We see them in movies and we think, wow, isn't that cool? So there was some intelligence behind the scene got the American government to destroy the most fantastic automobile industry in the world. And that was the end of the cars we really loved. They've tried to rebound over the years with different things and different that. And it all falls under the category of, hey, there's an intelligence out there that doesn't want to see us to have fun. How many other good things have gone by the wayside in regards to taking away the things we loved? The list just goes on and on, you know? People were, hey, back in the 1960s with the social revolution in the United States, people were loving smoking marijuana and loving taking the positive substances that would enlighten you and make you a smarter person. That's right. You'll never hear that from the government. I said it before. Everything you ever heard about so-called drugs by the government is a freaking lie. Propaganda, because they don't want you to feel good. Again, there's some intelligence behind there that doesn't want us, not only wants to make us suffer, they want to take away all the things we love. And it goes beyond that even. Let me see what else is. We used to have freedom of driving in America here. And then under the so-called heading of safety, they made all the roads difficult. We used to be able to go up to an intersection and turn left to right or go straight. Now there are so many damn restrictions everywhere, it's sickening. You know, and it's kind of productive too, because you're causing people to drive longer to get where they want to go, waste more gasoline. Yeah, you know, and it's all under the name of safety. And they've taken away the freedom of driving. Too many restrictions out there, and it's not making anybody happy, you know? And it's not really making things that much safer. Really, all people, once it makes things safe, see that people learn how to drive. You know, we got too many regulations. That's another stifling thing. Too many regulations and laws and restrictions on what we can do, what we can't do. In fact, that's what all laws, most laws are. It's what you can't do. Prohibiting you, you can't do this, you can't do that. And again, it's stifling freedom. And that's what government has done. And there is an intelligence that wants to make us suffer. But it even goes farther than that. You know, take the, back in the 20th century, there was still a lot of old neighborhoods that had really great architecture, buildings that were made with class and design. And they were all destroyed, most of these neighborhoods. So if you wanted to go back, you're old enough to have grown up in these neighborhoods, you want to go back to your old neighborhood and do a little reminiscing, it's not there anymore. They've knocked down the older buildings, and they put up these high-rise apartment buildings, all in the same shape of a square or a rectangle. And the destruction of your local neighborhood, you can't go back to your local neighborhood because you won't even recognize it. I mean, there's a few neighborhoods that are still left, but most of them are gone. And this was not only happening here, it was happening in places like England. In fact, they were probably the first ones to realize it, you know, that taking away the row houses and putting up the housing projects was destruction of the social aspects of a neighborhood. Because once people are being warehoused in, 10, 12, 20-story high-rises, nobody gets to talk to anybody anymore. You're not standing out on the street corner, sitting on the steps or anything like that. You just come in and out your door, go up and down the elevator, and you might see one or two people, and it's not a neighborhood anymore. People don't even know everybody on their own floor. That's how bad it's gotten. So, again, the social aspect of humanity was being destroyed. And here we go today, and the memories of those old beautiful buildings that you grew up seeing, they're all gone, just like the memories of the old movie theaters. They had the giant screens in them. They're all gone, basically. You know, we saved one or two. Thousands were destroyed, and one or two were saved. You know, again, destruction of our memories. In New York City here, one of the greatest public places ever designed, Pennsylvania Station in Manhattan, New York City, otherwise known as Penn Station. Building was only 60 years old, and the architecture was a masterpiece of design. It made you feel special. They destroyed that, flattened it out to put the new Madison Square Garden on top. And now that beautiful designed historic building is gone forever. And who is behind that? Obviously, those intelligences that wanted to take away our memories. And they wanted to take away, they weren't going to stop at anything. They wanted to destroy Grand Central Station, too, in New York. Eventually, enough people had to band together and protest and stop that, because they were going to level that, too, and put an apartment complex on top. I mean, again, this is being done purposely to take away the things we love. Great architecture is loved. It's beautiful. Neighborhoods were loved. If you grew up in a local neighborhood, some of those old brownstone buildings and stuff like that. They're all gone. And social conversation, you know, that's being taken away from us too with the cell phone culture. Everybody's into their cell phone. You ride public transportation. Nobody talks to anybody on public transportation unless you're there with your friends. But strangers don't talk to strangers. No, sirree. Everybody's locked in their cell phone. Nobody even looks or smiles at anybody. It's sickening. Again, another aspect of social humanity being destroyed. Hey, all I got to say, you know, this was a call-in radio show, but it's kind of like almost too late to call in. Let me see, it's probably 5 minutes to go for the show, and hey, if you're quick, speed dial at 888-627-6008 and get your last 2 cents in here before the show is brought to an end. Hey, so anyhow, the thing to look forward to, forget about, you know, we have to accept the fact that there are intelligences that want to make us suffer, take away our memories, and we have to focus on the good things. The event is coming. The good ETs are coming. They're going to reconnect us with the galaxy. They're going to bring us tachyon chambers. They're going to give us replicators. Give. That's what the word is out there. They're going to give us replicators. I have free. Hey, we want those free lunches. And we're going to vibrate faster with Mother Earth. And we're going to become part of the planetary ascension. And once we all vibrate into everything is frequency, once we vibrate faster, we vibrate up into another dimension. Except we're going to skip the fourth. We're going right up to the fifth express train here. Because we want to get rid of the darkness, the dark side, the bad vibrations. And in order to do that, we have to vibrate faster. Once we get into the fifth dimension, all these evil creatures won't be able to persist with their equal ways, their evil ways amongst us. And so we'll be free of them, finally. So I'm looking forward to it. It has to happen before 2025. Meantime, have some fun. Listen, go to YouTube. Watch my movie, Subway Fantasy. Claimed to be the most entertaining rock and roll documentary anybody has ever made. And I did it all with a single camera. I did all the editing. And I guess I'm showcasing my talents, but it'll be entertaining for you to watch. Plus, I've got all these other rock and roll videos out there. Go to YouTube. I got one called Let Me Coax You On. It's like a roller coaster ride. When the music is playing fast, the video is playing fast. And it's so entertaining to watch. You'll watch it again. And then, of course, if you bone up before you watch it, you'll definitely watch it again. And I've got Are You the Partying Kind, which, by the way, hey, we're coming to the end of the show. And I end the show same every week. So you know that I'm ending the show. I do the countdown, and then I have the last end guitar solo of that song, Are You the Partying Kind? Well, Are You the Partying Kind? It's out there on YouTube now. You know, go to YouTube, click on the music, the four choices they give you, click on music in the information bar at the top, write it in, Are You the Partying Kind, P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N, kind, and you'll see the video, and you'll see what the partying kind people look like. I got a new one out, I Gotta Be Somebody. Hey, and that's the song I end my show with. You're going to hear it right after that lead guitar solo. You're going to hear the song tonight, I gotta be somebody. It's my anthem. It could be your anthem. And it's now on YouTube. And those are the words. I gotta, G-O-T-T-A, be somebody. On that one, you're going to have to follow it by Tom Edison, my name, T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N. Because there's apparently a lot of other songs out there called Gotta Be Somebody or I Gotta Be Somebody. But mine's called I Gotta Be Somebody. And it might not show up. And if it doesn't show up, you got to punch in my name right by Tom Edison after. But it's worth watching. And we're getting to the end of the show, so I'm going to do the countdown, and you're going to get to hear the end guitar solo, Are You the Partying Kind?, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand. Without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join down in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it'll clear.